Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Knoxville. Today on the program, I'm joined by Greg Roth, engineer with Veenstra and Kim, and Dylan Feek, assistant city manager of Knoxville, talking about the streetscape project. Mr. Roth, what can you tell us?
Well, a lot of the underground are progressing nicely. They've got subgrade prep, which is getting ready for paving activities. That'll be occurring this week. I would hope that some paving will start going down probably next week, I would guess. And you'll see a lot of paving occur between now and the week before Thanksgiving.
Hopefully the weather holds off.
That's what we're counting on. it gets to this time of year. They're used to, you can pave this time of year. They've just got to take extra steps. They'll probably get some extra hot water into the concrete, and they'll use blankets for insulation at night. They'll do all the normal cold weather paving activities that we expect out of them.
And Dylan Feek, assistant city manager, what can you tell us?
You know, if you were to come down to the streetscape project anytime, we've got a good crew working on the job. We're certainly working with them as closely as we can. We're starting 7 a.m. every morning. Last night after a council meeting, I came out and we were still working on the project after about 7:15 at night. So they're long days. We're trying to get done as quickly as we can. We know it's inconvenient for everybody, and it has been. And so we want to get this buttoned up and wrapped up as quickly as we can. If you can hear the ambient noise behind us, it's some of the last minute work on the storm sewer installations that we've been doing just south of the Robinson Street and 2nd Street intersection. We've already got the construction staking going in for pavement prep. Already concrete pavers are in. We've got, concrete can be ordered anytime. So, we're really getting very close to the last efforts of this portion of the project. So we're working quickly. We ask people to continue to bear with us, to be patient, and we'll get this thing done as quick as we can.
We're just about ready for pavement prep. What's the next step? They've got holes in the street right now. What's the next step after that?
They'll be coming in and getting excavated out down to a grade where they can prep. They'll roll 6 inches, scarify it, get it all graded and compacted. We'll proof roll to make sure that it's solid. Then they'll bring in 12 inches of rock, get that there, do subdrain work, finish that up, and then you'll actually see paving going down after that rock's in place.
And as a reminder, we will have two crews working on the project. So while Hawkeye Paving will be doing the streets, and we'll really start from the center of the street and work our way out towards the sidewalk. So Hawkeye Paving will be doing the center of the street, and they have a subcontractor who will be doing the sidewalk, the curb, the hand pours, those smaller types of pours. But we'll actually have two groups working pretty close to simultaneously so that we can get it paved a little bit quicker.
You'll see footings going in for street lights and the street lights themselves, so that as they're wrapping up the sidewalk and stuff, you'll actually see the new street lights that match the phase one project. Those will be coming back in instead of the older street lights.
So. Oh, okay.
And the traffic signals here at 2nd and Robinson will be gone, and it'll be a four-way stop. So a little bit different. It'll function the same way that it's been doing, but it'll just be four-way stop instead of traffic signals that are on flashing red.
Okay. So stop signs instead of traffic lights. Are we going to do that all the way around the square?
Yes.
Is there going to be any more water shutoffs? Are we expected any more?
Wouldn't expect anything this year. And then, early next year, you'll see them take on the other three blocks of the square. And it'll be a very similar process, underground first, some water shutoffs, underground work, getting storm, and then back to doing what we're doing right now. So, but you'll see it three times next year.
And similar to the process that we work with when we shut off water services, we're contacting businesses, we're alerting the media, letting them know that there will be water shutoffs. We'll be doing something similar here in the next couple weeks when we're talking about paving the sidewalks. There will be a time where when we have to tear out the last remaining sections of sidewalk, we'll tear those out, we'll have to frame them up, get them formed, ready to be paved. And then when we have to put that concrete in, there will be a time where it needs to dry. Now we'll discuss options and how we do that, timelines. Access to businesses is always the number one priority, but there will be a time where we have to replace the concrete. And so working with our business owners to make sure they're aware of the project, aware of the dates. If they can open up a secondary access, we need them to do that. And we'll try and work within their schedules as much as we can. And so that process will begin here within the next couple weeks as well.
Okay. All right. And Dylan, you were telling me this intersection, we're at 2nd and Robinson, is a little bit unique in that it ended up going further south than future projects will.
Mm-hmm. Right? Correct. If for the project, the way that we have designed it is to remove one length of street and one intersection as part of that block of the project. So we're only ever closing down one intersection and one length of street. And this one is a bit unique in that we're extending a little bit further south than the Robinson and 2nd Street intersection for the installation of a storm sewer. And so that provides some stormwater relief south of this intersection. And getting that infrastructure in was a critical piece of the project. That won't normally be the case with other sections, but in the case of this intersection, we did have to move a little bit beyond the intersection.
Okay. Gentlemen, I appreciate your time this morning. All right.
Thanks for having us.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Knoxville with Greg Roth, engineer with Veenstra and Kim, and Dylan Feek, assistant city manager, talking about the streetscape project. You can download and listen to Let's Talk Knoxville on demand on KNIAKRLS.com on the radio audio media player. Keep it tuned to Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.